When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yes, what's going on, people? You're locked into Miles Mikulski, the podcast. Joining me is a rising star in the music game. Man's got 3 tracks already, but the last one is the one that is elevating him into new spaces and places that we haven't seen him in before. Introduce yourself for the people, bro.
So I'm Gwems. I'm a 22-year-old artist from South London, originally from Ghana, but you know, I'm repping South London and Lambeth. Yeah, been making music for quite a while. Probably say like, 8 years, no?
Okay.
7, 8 years. Started off with production, then moved to, you know, starting my own vocals, recording myself. Now I'm here now, basically. So it feels good to be here still.
Yeah, it's mad when you think about like 8 years. So if you're saying 8 years for making music with your voice or 8 years in production and everything overall?
Just overall. So like, it's probably 10 years if I had in drums, because I started playing drums at like 12 years old. And then I moved on to production, maybe around 14. And from there, 13, 14, and from there, yeah, I just started like trying to navigate my way around everything in music. So I've tried to teach myself everything I've known, I've basically taught myself.
Yeah.
So it's been a mad journey.
That's sick as well. I mean, to be fair, when you think about it, like self-taught people are usually the most talented, because you have to have the endurance of sitting there and be like, yo, I do not know how to do this right now. This YouTube tutorial is gonna save my life.
Yeah, no, facts. Like, I remember just being like 14, 15, just watching hour-long tutorials on how to mix certain vocals, how to make a Travis Scott type beat, Drake type beat, all those things. But yeah, man, whenever I look back at it, it's just funny now, because I don't really do that. I don't have that same process anymore. I just go off however I'm feeling, what the vibe is. So yeah, everything's different now, especially because music's changing as well. So
yeah,
it's really different.
Joy is, I feel like once you kind of get comfortable, I'm sure if someone said cook up a beat right now, you can just do that like that calm. So once you get comfortable, it's literally a situation where you can just be like, all right, cool. Now I can work on the motion and do certain things. Because even for me, like, I remember when I first started DJing and like, I was scared to do the next transition. I was scared to move to the next track over. I was like, yo, like, I think my first ever one was like Juice and Power with Afro B and Young Bane. And I can't remember the second song in it, but I remember pressing play on that tune. I was like, yo, I don't know what I'm doing. Now I was also look, just do a 3-hour DJ set. It's like, yeah, calm. Like, what type of mood do you want? What type of vibes do you want? So I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I hear you on that. But I mean, like, I guess the question is like, why start at 14, or like if you said 10 years, so why start at 12? Like, what got you into it in the first place?
So, well, with drums, it was a thing where I've seen like this little kid used to play drums at my church. I've seen him play. I'm like, why can't I do that? You know what I'm saying? I saw people dancing and stuff. I wanted to like kind of make people feel that way. So when I got to secondary school, I said, I'm going to learn how to play drums. So I had a drum teacher called Alvaro, and he's probably the only drum teacher I really had, but like the best. Like, he taught me everything, not just drums, but just life in general, being a musician, learning how to stay humble, stuff like that. So I picked up that, and I want to say 14, that's when you choose your GCSEs, right? So I was 13, 14, and I picked my GCSEs, but I didn't pick music, surprisingly. I picked history and design and tech. So I got to maybe, at this time I was kind of diving into production a little bit, because I was always in the music room. I was playing the drums, I was learning how to use Logic a bit, but I wasn't too familiar. So my music teacher, Miss Mo, I went to her and I said, can I switch my course? I don't want to do design and tech anymore. So I started to do music GCSEs, and she was probably the best teacher you could ever ask for. Like, she helped me. I don't think, if it wasn't for her, I don't think I would even like have started this journey properly.
Mad.
But she got me into like learning how to use logic, quantization, all the little stuff there.
Okay.
So from there I just fell in love with it, really. And I just started every day from school, lunchtime, break time, I'll be in the music room just making beats. Making beats or playing drums, like. So it was
Have you brought her out to one of the shows yet?
Nah, not you.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That's an inspirational story. That, you know, as you go up, you need to be bringing her to the shows.
Yeah,
like,
I need to. I've shouted her out a couple times.
But
I definitely need to. I even need to say hello, go back to the old school, see where I'm going.
For real, man. You know what the thing is, like, teachers sometimes, a lot of people are like, I don't rate school, don't really care about it. But sometimes you meet that one teacher and like, you're like, oh yeah, cool, we connect on a different level. Do you know what I mean? Like, they teach you, like you said, like Alvaro was teaching you about life as well. And Miss Mo's showing you like all this different stuff. Like, you need that sometimes. You need that bit of guidance, because sometimes you just don't get that, and then you can just go down the wrong path, innit? So I'm glad that you got that, but that's what I'm saying. We need to just be giving them a little guess this plus one thing at the show, you know what I'm saying?
That's a must.
Innit? But let's talk about, like, obviously history real quick, because I did a similar thing, innit?
Yeah.
But I did history. I told the teacher, yo, history dead. I ain't never did history. History, whack. I had to go to university and did history, innit? I don't know how
that
happened.
That's mad. Maybe you know what? I enjoyed history, you know?
Really?
That was one of my favorite subjects. I didn't like my teacher. Everyone, she was a witch, man. I'll be so rude. Everyone hated her, man. I don't care, but everyone hated her. But I did really enjoy history. Like, I wanted to do at A-level, but I don't think I was like good enough to, smart enough to do it. I think I got a C. Like, I was really upset. I thought I got higher than that at GCSE, but I ended up getting a C. But it was one of my favorites. Like, I used to go into the lesson saying, yes, we got history next, sort of thing. Okay.
Yeah, shout out you, because we were the total opposite, man. Listen, I'm telling you, I was not trying to do that. I was like, history, I'll pun that, man.
What made you study that at uni?
It was a techie one still. I was going to do journalism, and do like something media related. So my head of sixth form passed away now, so rest in peace to him. Basically, I sent my UCAS application off, cancelled my UCAS application now. I'm like, he's like, go to my, and he was one of them like militant guys as well. So like, go to my office. I'm like, why? I don't even know why I shut him back, because I already knew I'm getting to the office regardless. So I'm there like, why? Like, go to my office. He's like, at AS, I got 3 A's and a C.
Okay.
So like, they were like to me, you're applying to universities that are too low. So come back to me at the end of the day with a traditional subject, either English or history. And I didn't do English at A-level. So I needed history, stupidly, but somehow it works. So I had to come back at the end of the day with 5 new unis and a new subject. So I just did history, I winged it, I went to Southampton and just like, yeah, cool, I'm just gonna do my thing.
They have the power to do that. They can cancel your application.
See, I don't know if they have the power to do that.
That is mad, you know. I can't
It was one of those. I was like, I didn't know who to turn to, innit? I was like, one day, I spoke to my mates, so I was like, yo, guys, you know, like his name was Mr. Doyle, innit? I mean, you should call him Doyle. We ain't got time for no mister. So we're like, you know, Doyle just changed the UCAS application. And they were like, really? I swear, they're like, yeah, it's peak, you know. And I had to just come back, 5 universities, like, good. Applied to them. I think I got into 3 of them. I went to like Queen Mary, Southampton, and one other one. And then I just went to Southampton. I was like, cool. So history, you know what? I'll give it the fact that like, in history and media, it changes your perspective on things as well, innit? Like, you can break down things more, but that's just some nerdy stuff that we can leave for another time, you know what I'm saying? But let's get back to you, innit? Because I feel like we're about you. This is your episode right now. It's about me. People don't want to know about me, innit? So like, obviously now, did you finish university? Did you go, I know you got to the second year, and then did you drop out or did you finish university?
Yeah, no, I didn't finish. So I was going into my third, I would have been in my third year now.
Yeah.
I dropped out. I didn't finish.
Yeah.
That was mainly due to, so obviously everyone knows about COVID. That really messed up everything for me.
Yeah.
So my mental was just low, grades were low. I just wasn't enjoying the course anymore. I was doing computer science, innit? So whoever does computer science, you know that subject is not easy.
Wait.
And I had no support or no help. Like, I was just trying to teach everything myself. Mm. Yeah, so it was a really hard time for me at that point. And I said, you know what, let me try and go into an apprenticeship route. So I had to talk to my mum. African mums, just, yeah, long. So, yeah, she kind of understood it. Because now, even when you think about it, right now, a lot of people are going to through that apprenticeship route. Mm-hmm. And university is becoming, is kind of dying out because people are realizing it's a scam. You're paying 9K every year to go to university for the lecturers to read off the slides. Like, what is that?
Oh yeah, so, right, facts. absolute facts. I ain't gonna lie to you. When I finished mine, I was like, is that it? I'm paying £10,000 for PowerPoint. I might as well do the class myself.
It's mad, literally.
Yeah.
So I said, yeah, let me try and go through the apprenticeship route. But yeah, so once I dropped out, I feel like what music-wise, everything started to come up a bit more.
Yeah.
So that was, it was kind of like God's timing in a way. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I still would have liked to finish my degree because I wanted to be with my friends, mm-hmm. you know, at a graduation ceremony. It would have been cool, but, you know, some things are just not meant to be, innit?
You mean truly, I feel like you're in a different trajectory, innit? And like, I think if you just dropped out and you're like having these not regrets, but like these thoughts, yeah, then it's a different story. But I mean, you're a signed artist right now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got a single that's popping off on TikTok, popping off everywhere. Radio's loving it. So like, you've definitely jumped into something in the right direction. You're on the right path or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not just saying, oh yeah, let me drop out so I can play like, I don't know, Apex Legends or something like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not doing them ones. Let's talk about the music side of it then. Okay. We're building up through the chapters. So we're kind of at this point now where pretty much now. And obviously you kind of cited some of your references of like influence of like what Kojo Funds. Mm-hmm. Obviously in the music, it's very Afro swing, like orientated. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it sounds for me like that peak wave of like 2017-18 where like everyone and their uncle had a hit, and it was don't get me wrong, it was a great time as well. Like, it was sick because it was like loads of artists were coming out of nowhere getting like mm-hmm. number ones or top tens in the UK. We'd never seen that before, and then that sounds kind of died a little bit. But I mean, with the rise of Afrobeats coming back now, and obviously we're seeing like it's mostly Nigerian artists doing well, but the Ghanaians were coming through as well. Now with you dropping this music again, like what inspired you? Because obviously all the three tracks that you dropped so far have all kind of sounded similar, but I feel like Last Night is your more polished record. It's the one that you're kind of like, mm-hmm. look, I'm Gwams, I'm ready to go. So like what made you want to make that sound and stick with that type of music?
Do you know what? It's been a thing where man's been trying to craft my sound for years, like kind of make, obviously Afro swing, Afro fusion, R&B has been about, but like I wanted people to hear like a type of beat, oh that's Gwams, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I've tried to kind of craft a sound that can not only be for me, but like that is just me. I just don't want to copy someone else's blueprint. And do you know what the crazy thing is? I was saying this in another interview I had with one of my friends. I don't actually remember recording Last Night.
Like, mad.
I remember having it there. Because sometimes I listen to my unreleased music to critique myself, right? Mm-hmm. I remember having it there, but I don't actually remember recording it properly.
Yeah.
I remember like writing the lyrics, but I don't remember actually recording it. So that's a really strange one there.
It's mad.
Is one of, there's a lot of tracks, like yesterday I was going through my files and I was like, I don't remember making this beat. I don't remember. I'm always working on music, so yeah, artists know this happens, producers know that you forget that you've made something, or you don't even remember doing it, or you don't remember being at there and you're like, oh, this one sort of thing. So it was one of them ones really. Yeah. But the sound itself, because I made the beat as well. I remember making the beat, but not actually recording it. But yeah, the sound itself is like, I just wanted to keep it more just kind of original, but blending the feel of R&B, blending the feel of Afro, and put that kind of together sort of thing. And I feel like people enjoy that and it's becoming more popular now. So
yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, like, views alone, like, when did you kind of see this one and think, oh, wow, we're like, we got something here, like, it's gone viral? Because obviously it's done madness. You got a sped up version. And not ever seen, there's loads of tracks that have sped up versions, but more times when you're getting that on its own, like Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, it's because it's popular. People want that version.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, for you, when you released it, like, when did you think, oh, right, like, this has gone viral, like, this is taken off?
So I had been promoting Last Night for a year prior.
Okay.
Because I made it a long time ago. So I would post on Instagram, but I wasn't really, like, I like social media, don't get me wrong, but sometimes I feel like it can be a little bit negative and toxic. So I didn't, I was one of the people who didn't like TikTok.
Okay.
Like, my friends had to force me to get on TikTok. Like, please get on TikTok. I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. Cause at that point it was like all the dances and all that stiff hit stuff.
Yeah. The ones that can't dance, but they say they can dance. Yeah. We won't name names here because we want you to, the Perez, but yeah.
But yeah, it was that period. So I decided to get it. And Last Night was one of the songs that I've been like kind of just putting songs on TikTok. I already had my friends on it, so I wasn't really expecting much. So yeah, I started teasing it a bit. And last 2022 November was when me and my team decided, like, let's put out the track, because I hadn't released in a while. At that point, I didn't think it was my best track. I thought I had better tracks, but this was the most finished, because I'm lazy when it comes to finishing songs, man. I'll be so real. But yeah, that was the most finished. So he said, you know what, let's put this out. So I had done a quick edit on TikTok. Let me not say quick, because that edit was long, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, don't humble yourself like that. Tell him how long it took.
Everyone was editing in the TikTok app is long.
Mm-hmm.
But so I done that, posted it, just put my phone down, I was just chilling. And yeah, it just started going crazy. I hadn't had this many views or likes ever. So I bet people are messaging me saying, bro, I'm seeing your song on TikTok, is going mad. The comments, nothing but positivity. And that's what kind of, even till now, like, that's what makes me happy about myself as an artist on the song.
Mm.
I didn't see like any haters at all. No one was hating, it was just good vibes. And people are like, making Afro Swing great again, bringing Afro Swing back.
Yeah.
And of course I want Afro Swing to come back because I grew up on that. So
that's what I'm saying.
It's a mad thing.
There's a whole generation of people who are like, I'd say maybe 24, maybe 25, between 25 and 18, who, when they were in secondary school, that was their sound. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and every generation has their sound of what they grew up on. It's nice to see it, because obviously it brought, and that was like, everyone was outside. Because I remember when that happened, I was like 25, I was outside. This was before COVID. it was moving mad. So, I mean, I guess for you, like, seeing that it's gone viral, it's done well, there's always going to be people that want to reach out. Mm-hmm. So has anyone kind of come and said, oh yeah, can we jump on a remix, or is there a remix coming? Like, what's, you have to,
I don't want to say any names, isn't it? Yeah, there's been a couple guys sliding in the DMs asking, but it's been on a, like, it ain't been like on like a, yo, let me hop on, like, sort of thing. It's just been on like a calm thing, like they mess with me. And they just want to lock in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of 90% of the people are just like, you've got 50 followers, you're following 5,000 people, and your account's private, and you're asking to jump on the feature. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot of that in my requests. Like, oh, I promise I can make the song with you. It'll be great, stuff like that.
If I was loud at one there still,
just let it be in it. But is the request is just mad sometimes. Like, before even the song came out, I had like threats, not crazy threats, but like just said, if you don't drop the song, I'm gonna come to your house and stuff like that. But people are crazy,
are
mad.
Yeah, that's tap still. Like, I've never thought in my life, let me go threaten the artist to drop the song. That's not promo.
Bro, it's mad.
That's crazy,
some girl, she sent me a VN, and she was like, I'm gonna FM bang you in the face if you don't release the track. But it was like, mixed emotions. So she would say that, then she would be like, I love the song though. And she would go back to violence and
No.
Mad like.
Yeah, we all know the Pop Smoke Lil TJ song Mood Swings.
That's exactly it.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, basically, with the next track that you release, just release the track. Don't tease nothing. You know what I mean, and for your safety, for your health and safety, just release the thing, yeah? Because I don't want that voice in my life. If I was you, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna bang you in the face, but I love you though, but yeah, I'm gonna bang you in the face still.
Yes,
that's straight. It's I ain't gonna lie, that would be obviously I don't think you can release that, yeah, but like that's one of the ones where I think like NEMS and stuff recently have used like fake phone calls and stuff, or like phone
calls
and put it at the beginning of their tracks. That sounds like gold right there.
I used some of the, because I got a lot of VNs, I used some of them for promo, like when the song came out, which was kind of sick. Obviously, there's some that obviously I couldn't use because it was just a bit, people would be like, rah.
Yeah, but a sticky one still.
Literally.
But like, so then obviously going through now, because obviously you said earlier, TikTok for you wasn't a thing. Your friends had to get you on that.
Yeah.
And obviously we're in a different wave now where we're seeing loads of songs blow up on TikTok and then organically move into other spaces. Whereas about 5 years, 6 years ago, we never saw that. It used to be just a generic, like, you know, have to work through the label and then it roll out. So like, are you happy for your song to be called a TikTok hit? Or do you want it to be known as just a hit outright and TikTok's not associated with it?
No, definitely just a hit. I mean, I do appreciate obviously what the app has done for the song and for me as well. But like, I'm not a TikTok artist. Like, I'm a musician. I've been crafting my sound for years. And when people kind of label you in that kind of TikTok artist, it kind of makes you feel like, well, personally, it makes me feel like I've just been doing this since TikTok came out, and I don't make TikTok music sort of thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's not like a punch to any of them at all. Like, man messes with the TikTok sounds, but I'm not a TikTok artist. I'm a musician. I play drums, I play a little bit of keys. Like, I grew up playing in the church, and I grew up playing with big musicians, like, so I'm nowhere near their level, but you know, I grew up around that sort of thing in it. So yeah, I would definitely say the hit rather than a TikTok hit.
Yeah. The thing is, I feel like you're on the right path, and like people are kind of seeing you through Last Night and now like waiting for the next record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like for you, what's the plan for the rest of the year? Because we're already like almost at the halfway point already. Mm-hmm. What's your plan for the rest of the year? Just establish yourself, maybe boost this record or drop an EP? What's the plan?
Yeah, so we literally shot the music video last week, so it's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, mad nice.
Yeah, Last Night video out tomorrow. I don't know when this podcast will be out, but the video should be out.
At the time of this recorded, it was filmed yesterday, but by the time we release this, it'll be out yesterday. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so yeah, we shot the music video, and now, yeah, just pushing the track a bit more, just boosting it, trying to just push it until the legs fall off, really. I want to do some festival lineups as well. Hopefully got another track in the summer coming out, hopefully. No promises, innit? I don't want to be attacked, but...
Hey, ladies, the particular individual there, leave him alone, yeah?
Yeah, but just trying to, establish myself, just make people know who I am sort of thing. Make people just, you know, just be, I want people to appreciate the music because I love music as well. So I just want people to, you know, kind of just appreciate the music, love the music. It's summer as well. So I know like a lot of people are want to be banging summer songs, and I feel like Last Night's one of those songs that, you know, they should be banging. So yeah, man, I'm definitely excited for the rest of this year, and probably maybe a project next year, we'll see though.
Okay, calm. Yeah, I mean, to be fair, like, take your time with it. Do you know what I mean? Don't rush into giving too much away.
Yes.
But like, most people who are listening to this podcast or listening to any of the other interviews you've done or even listening to your music, they might assume that this is your first record. Do you know what I mean? They might not have heard the 2022 and 21 releases. So I think it's just great to just see you kind of just, obviously, you've been playing on like One Extra, you've been playing on Represent, you've been playing on all these other radio stations as well. Just keep pushing, keep grinding. Just what I mean, like, And the more crazy tap waist notes you get, the better it is. It means you're doing something right. You know what I'm saying? No worries, bro. But is there anything else you want to share with us before we wrap this up? Or is there anything we should know? Anything you want to talk about? I know you was a big into football as well.
Yeah. United fan.
Disappointed. Yeah. I mean,
you know what, the season's not over yet. You know, you can still get top four. As for Arsenal, listen, I know I'm a United fan, it sounds crazy, but I hate Arsenal fans, bro.
I was gonna say that you wanted Arsenal to win, bro.
Nah, dead that. I'd rather see City win 10 times over than Arsenal ever win the league in my generation. That's
hatred.
Bro, I hate Arsenal so much.
You know what, yeah, I'm an Arsenal fan, isn't it, right? But some of the fans, even they were annoying me. Like, I was the one fan in all my group chats. I was like, we're not winning the league.
Oh, so you're realistic, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, like, listen, look at that. Look at Man City. You have Haaland. Look at us. We have Jesus. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, yeah, but one, you got sold that to that one. So, no, it ain't going to work like that. And I already knew. I was like, brother, we ain't gonna win nothing. We're just gonna just do well. Listen, it's nice for 1 year to just not have to worry about top four, not get smoked at Newcastle, not get smoked at Tottenham like last year. Like, it's nice to be like, oh yeah, we already got top four like 3 weeks ago. We're good. It's just about, you know, just trying to win. But we didn't. Obviously, it's fine. But I don't know. I think Man United probably got top four anyway. I think Liverpool, it's out of Liverpool and Man United now. I don't know.
Yeah. United are very, very, especially David De Gea. Very unpredictable footballer.
That West Ham game, we'll never forget. Man can't pick up the ball, bro. It just rolled into the back of the net.
No, that's signed terrible.
Him for 10 more years, fam. I need him there.
Man, we need him gone. De Gea out. I'm so sorry. De Gea out. You've served your time, but it's time to go, lad.
But we need to re-up that extension. 400k. You might be on 500k now. We put him on 600. We keep him there forever.
Nuts, man. Nah,
Edwin Van der Sar. Who's that, bro? We need him.
That's jokes, man. Arsenal had a good season, though. I'll keep it real. They had a good season.
It was calm. It was good. It was like, if the ending has been dead, because obviously we lost to Nottingham Forest, lost to Brighton, and then Brighton beat, like, anyway, I'm going to talk about Brighton. Shout out Brighton.
It's the Premier League, isn't it? It's the Premier League. That's what happens.
Yeah, I can't be kidding with that nonsense, but that was pissing me off too much. But I'm going to leave it there, because we can end up doing football chats, and this is not match of the day, you know what I'm saying? But where can people find you? Where can people shout you out and follow you and all sorts?
Yeah, people can find me on Gwam's Official everywhere. TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah, the whole shebang.
Yeah, man. And bro, appreciate you chatting to me today. Looking forward to your next releases. Looking forward to seeing the video when it comes out. And just seeing you rise, man. And of course, I obviously have a radio show and stuff as well. So I'll be spinning the record there as well. So I've already played it, but I'll continue to play it. You know what I'm saying?
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, man. It's been sick.
No worries, bro.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.